Okay. So there was a question asked about the Indian of Chol Stam, when you see a symbol on a package that says OUD, what's behind that? And I'm not clear exactly what the questions were, so if I don't address them or answer them, then you could ask, and I'll try to be clear. But Chazal made many gzeiros on different types of foods that were made by goyim in order to separate us from the goyim, that we should feel different. We should feel that we are someone who's special, and we shouldn't forget our identity, which is very important, not to forget our identity, who we are. And many times when you have to, and you can't eat from their foods or join them in their parties or the such, the message that hits you is, why not? Why can't I do that also? And the answer is because you doesn't pass for you to do that. So that's something which is important. So one of the examples we find is pasakum, pastas made by a guy, bishalakum, certain foods that were cooked by a guy. And over there, it's because of chasnas, meaning that we worry that if you will eat from their breads or their cooked products, then you'll come to mingle with them, and then Jewish people will start marrying non-Jewish people, and that's exactly what assimilation, which is what we do not want. So that's Pasakum, that's Bishalakum, which has its dinim of when are we machmer, when we're not machmer, a discussion by itself. Then we have Chalav Akum and Venus Akum, which is a separate gzera. And Chalav, they were guys on the Chalav of a guy because of a taravis. We were worried that the guy will mix into the milk non-kosher milk. And it seems that back in the days they would do it because in order that it should be to add to the quantity. They got a certain amount of milk from milking the cow, and they would want more milk to sell. So it takes some of the non-kosher milk and mix it into the kosher milk to make it more milk. Now, they couldn't mix in a lot of it because the coloring of the non-kosher milk is different than, it's more of a yellowish color, and it's different. You could tell the difference, really. So we're talking about mixing in a very small amount of non-kosher milk into the kosher milk, and that Chazal were worried about that, and Chazal didn't want that. Chazal did not want that. They didn't want us to eat from that. Now, happens to me nowadays, it's interesting that nowadays there's a svara just the opposite. If you would want to buy camel milk or some non-kosher milk that they from these non-kosher animals that they milk, it's very expensive. And they would never mix that into your cow's milk. You would have to go to one of these health stores where you could buy a small container of it. It's more expensive. But we'll see soon if these svaras play a role or not. The Aruch HaShulchan here brings down in Hilchos in Siman Kuf Tes Vav in Yerideya a Maisa. He says, I'm going to be mevarer to you how the words of Chazal are kegachaleish, like a burning coal. He says, Mashizvada lefanai, what took place in front of me. He was a rav in a certain city, he doesn't want to say where, in one of the few cities that he was a rav in, and a story took place. What happened? One of the balei batim, hachashuvim, one of the chashuv of balei batim over there, hayenoig het bedava biyosei chutz lebeis b'er gdel b'mdina. V'yashuv tada b'shem las, sakav, he would go on business trips. And him and others would be archim to drink chamim babayke babayke. They would drink something hot in the mornings. So they would buy this chalav shamin, fatty milk, like cementa, by Eitzochemni and Yehudi, Shekineged Achsan Yishalem, which was opposite the hotel that they stayed in. Pamach, as he says. One time, they began to be chayker between them, they began to be chayker. From where does this guy get such good milk from? So they went to the Chevni and they asked him, where's this milk come from? This is nice, thick, good milk. So the Chevni said to him, I buy it the Itlis Shal Basar. I buy it in the butcher shop. Harba Moyach Shal Behemoth, the marrow of the behemoth, I melt and I put it into the chalav and I cook it together with the chalav. And that's the shamnunis. That fatty taste of it. What? Oh. That is the shamnunis of it. So az naflu kulam apneim, they fell on their faces. Al chetam hagadol sha'achlu treifes abasa b'chalav. Now the Balabayis is being mizvad in front of me. B'tzak b'kol kama gedolim divrei chachamim. How great the words of chachamim is. It says, b'emes kach mekublani shekol gzeres chachamim. Levad taimam ha'nigla yesh oid arba taimim kemusim shlagiloem. V'ashamei yisab rochem es Hashem yishom fine. So Kapanim, he says this story over here to show us how these people weren't careful about the milk that they were drinking. They were very lenient on it. Came out that they were eating basa v'chalav and also chalav, also from treifis. And then he ends off, he says, and I heard Sheba America Yesh Rabbi Ma'uma Sheshoizim Chalav Chazir. So Akapanim, this gezerah of Chazal is a chomadiki gezerah. Now, in order to get out of the gezerah, so the lashon in the Mishnah is chalav shechalvay akum v'Yisrael roehu v'Yisrael roehu. That's lashon in the Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Yisro Re'eh, that Yisro saw the milking of the cow. And there's a lot of dinim to that also. The Yisro has to see the kalim that he's using, that it's empty, there's no chalav in it, and then watching the milking of the cow, etc. There's Yisro Re'eh, the Yisro has to see it. Now, there's a machlaikis rishainim. If this gezera the Chazal made, is it a clear-cut gezerah that there's no exceptions to it? That's it. Chazal were guys on cholav that was milked by a guy without a Yisrael watching the milking is usher, or it's only a, it's a chshash. It's Chazal said that where there's a chshash over there, you have to worry about it. For example, Rishayim talk about already, and then the later place can talk about it. If let's say I have a farm where there's only kosher animals over there. I know that they only raise cows on this farm. It's a cow farm. Or better, in this city, they only have cows. No one owns non-kosher animals. So do we say it's a gzera? That's it. It's a gzera. Chazal a guy is on the chalav of a guy where Yisrael did not watch the milking? Or do we say, no, Chazal had a chshash, so where the chshash is, that's where we're geyser. But if there's no chshash, we're not geyser. So this is a machlekes, Rishayna. This machlekes goes down to the Prichadash and the Chassam Sefer. The Prichadash held that it's based on a chshash. And therefore the Prichadash was said in a place where you have government rules, where the government has rules that you cannot mix non-kosher milk with kosher milk. Says the Prichadash, there's no chshash over here because there are rules. So we assume that people rely on the rules. And therefore, there's no iser. The Chassam Sefer says, no, it's a gzera. We go with the Rishonim that it's a gzera. A sec is there, the Chazawa guys on Cholav of a guy where Yisrael did not watch it. Now, comes along Rav Moshe, and this is where Rav Moshe comes in. Rav Moshe says, in Igris Moshe, Yerdei Chedgalf, Simem Zayin through Mem Tes, he says, we pass him like the Chassam Sefer. We all like the Chassam Sefer, that's Taka Gezerah, Chazawa guys on Cholav. that you don't have a soul that washed the milking, it's asr. But he says, I'll tell you a chiddush. We have a musik called Anan Sahadi. Anan Sahadi, we find in Masechta Gittin, we find in other places. Anan Sahadi means when we have an umdana, a very strong umdana, a very strong assumption. It's not just a stama assumption, but it's an assumption which is so strong that it's on the level of Eidos, then it remains like Eidos. So says Rav Maisha, the fact is that it's not just stam that the country of the United States has rules and laws that you can't mix the two milks together, and if you do, you need to label it and write on it that this is camel milk or donkey milk or whatever it may be. You need to label the milk. That's not enough. We do not pass like the Pri Chadash. Says Rav Maisha, we pass like the Chasam Sofer, but since the government is very, very, very makbid on it, the government checks up on the farms to see that they're not mixing the milks together, and the government will give a fine for someone that they catch. So that's a umdana, that's an Anan Sadi. Anan Sadi remains like Yisro Re'ehu. It's Eidos, we see it. It's Yisro Re'ehu. So this is a bomb Chesher Masha. They're saying, even on the side of the Chasam Sofer, we could also be Mekayim the Yisro Re'ehu over here with the Anan Sadi. At the time, I forgot the exact year, but in Europe, when they heard that Ramesh came out with this heter, like the Aruch HaShulchan says that he heard that in America they drink Chalv Chazir. So at that time, the Rabbanim in Europe actually got very nervous. The Ramesh was being mushpa by the Americans, because he came up with a massive chiddush, and he created this name called Chalv Stam, meaning Ramesh was not matter Chalv Akum. Rav Moshe wasn't going with the Pri Chodesh. The Chazanish, just you should know, the Chazanish in Sefer goes with the Pri Chodesh. Later on, the Bnei Brakis Taina, the Chazanish didn't mean it, he wasn't talking to the people, this and that. I mean, so who do you write a Sefer for? But the Chazanish went with the Pri Chodesh, actually. Rav Moshe is not going with Pri Chodesh. Rav Moshe is coming up with a new Chiddush, that there's a Nansadi, and he's thrown to Ehu, and it blibes like Yisro Re'ehu. That was the Chiddush of Rav Moshe. I'm saying it very bekitza. He has four tshuvas. In the next tshuva, he says, and even though you're telling me that the knas is very small, and people are not so afraid of getting the knas, people will take the chance, still I hold there's a non sadi over here.
Did the other person in America hold that this is going to work out?
No, many, many did not. Why? Because again, Rav Moshe is being Mechadish here, number one. That this remains like Anan Sa'adi, and that Anan Sa'adi remains like Yisro Re'ehu, number one. And number two, the problem that many Paiskim have befrat nowadays is that the fact is that the farms, they don't check up often on the farms, and they call the farm beforehand to say, we're coming to check up on you, we'll be there on this and this day to check out your farm. And the knas is very small, and they're not really afraid. So Rav Moshe sort of knew it, and he says, I hold this Anan Sadi. So there's in the Metzias, there's a Chiddush over here, number one. Number two, in the Lum, there's a Chiddush. But this new Musig of Chalv Stam was created by Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was Mechadish that Musig. That's number one. So therefore, when someone asks, I think this was one of the questions. When someone asks, someone says, in my family, they're not makbid on Chalv Stam, meaning they eat Chalv Stam, they rely on Rav Moshe. You know what, before we get there, let me just say one more point. In Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Hartzvi, so he has a tshuva where, in his tshuva, he mentions the Svar of the Pri Chadash. He does mention Svar of the Pri Chadash, but He does not go with this new musik called Chalv Stam. He does not have Chalv Stam. He has a different chiddush in the world of Chalav, which is called Avkas Chalav. You'll see in many labels it says La'oichle avkas cholav nachri. If you eat the powder, avkas powder, the powder of, I mean, they dehydrate the milk and they turn it into powder, and then from the powder they make all these different chocolates. Many chocolates are made from, some chocolates are made from the milk itself, but many of these cakes and that are milking are made from powdered milk. So I'm not getting into the lumdus of it, which also the metzias of it may not be exactly the right metzias. It's questionable, but Har Tzvi had a heter on powdered milk. He didn't accept Chol Stam, but he had a heter of powdered milk. Which, if you go with that heter, many of these, like I said, many of these dairy products will become mutter, because a lot of them are made from powdered milk. In America, what? Pre-Chadosh? No. I said he mentions that Sfarabay doesn't go with it. But in America, powdered milk did not become accepted as a heter. There's also the Sefer Zekan Aaron, who's matter powdered milk, for a different reason. But in America, powdered milk wasn't accepted because anyone who wanted to be mekel was mekel like Rav Moshe on Chol Stam. They didn't have to come onto powdered milk. In Eretz Yisrael, the heter of powdered milk was more mekubal by certain groups because they didn't have the heter of Chol Stam. They held that this whole new musik of Chol Stam is made up. So that's where it gets confusing. So someone asks, my family is not makbar Chol Stam, my family eats Chol Stam. I want to become makbar Chol Stam, I'm yeshiva, I want to become makbar Chol Stam. So the MS is, I usually answer this to a person on a personal basis. That's why, true, there was a discussion, there was theories between what I said. Probably it's true that there was theories, because this is one of the questions which I answer based on you, where you're holding with your family. What's going to happen when you come home and you start telling your mother, we need different milk, the ice cream's not good ice cream for me, and all that. We have to take a lot of things into consideration. So yeah, it could be there were different answers. But in general, the chumrah of not eating Chol Stam may make sense. Reuven Feinstein, when he became, if his father was Nifta and he became Rosh HaYeshiva, Titaka took on that he wasn't eating. Reuven Feinstein still eats Chol Stam. So saying, it's a chumrah which makes sense to accept. It's ad echad. But you need to be ready for it, that you're not going to regret it in 2-3 months from now. And you're not going to get in trouble in your own house for it. However, this is the chiddush that, in my mind, I think it's not a stira if you're makbir on it, but when you go home, you're not makbir on it. Because since the lumdus of Moshe is that it blibes Yisro Re'ehu, so what he's saying is that this is also Yisro Re'ehu. So it's not like I'm saying, so therefore, if I could get a better Yisro Re'ehu, an actual Yisro Re'ehu, so that's what I would like to do. But if I can't get it actually Yisro Re'ehu, so then I'm going to be Samech on Rav Moshe's Kula, that's also called Yisro Re'ehu. So I don't think it's a stira. That someone, now, again, now the other way around, someone whose family is Makbid, not the Yitro Chol Stam, and he wants to be, he says, I never accepted it. I grew up in a house like that, but I never accepted it. So it's true. You have Rav Moshe to be Samech on. And it's a type of Kabbalah which is not to do, so it's easier to be mekelin. Meaning, if it's a minig to do something, that's much harder to undo than a Kabbalah or a minig, which in a family minig, we're talking about a family minig of not to do something. So there also, there may be room for this person to, eat the Chol Stam. So that's where it gets confused, and I think that will answer some of the confusing messages that people got. Yeah. Now, when you... Yeah.
If a person's not makbid in, let's say, in America, and then he comes to Eretz Yisrael, that problem of here, that Sibra's makbid.
So maybe until 10 years ago, maybe, yeah. Because it's true. And so they were makbid, but since I remember, I'm not that old, but I remember 20 years ago, when I first got married, there was very little products being imported, brought in from America or from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. You wanted the Heinz ketchup, your mother had to send it up to you. Or when you came back Pesach, you brought it back. Nowadays, the market is so flooded with products from America, chalav stam and everything. It's sometimes funny. I remember Mal Dafna. You saw Israelis that were buying these things because they saw, oh, you and it's kosher, and the American kosher people are buying it, so it's kosher, right? They didn't have that as chalav stam, and the Americans not buying it because it's chalav stam, and they're buying it because. So I'm saying, so we get to, it came much more nafutz right now. It's spread out. So I don't know if there was ever meaning not to. They didn't have the achilas for it. Now that it's on the market, so it's hard to answer that. It's hard to say that there's a meaning of something that they didn't have. They didn't have chal stam here because they weren't simach on it. But it's hard to say that. But that's a sefer shmos b'chlav this minute. Okay, now so sometimes you see.
What are dairy products?
So that's what I'm about to address right now. Now, sometimes you'll see it says OUD. What does that mean? What does it mean, OUD, on the thing? The truth is, it's a good question. What does it mean? So, as a matter of fact, the question goes even further. Sometimes you'll take the product and you'll look at the ingredients and you'll say there's no dairy ingredient here. So either you don't know ingredients because it sounds like some type of salt, and really was taka, a derivative of milk. It's possible that that's what happened. Or, you're right, there's no dairy ingredient here. So why does it say OUD? So it could be for one of a few reasons. But Marshall, I had a case once. Someone called me up that there's butter-flavored Pam. Pam is what they spray on the pans, so the food shouldn't stick to it, right? Instead of putting oil, so there's a spray. It says butter flavored. Someone calls me up and says, I made hamburgers and I just realized I sprayed the pan with this Pam and now I see it says butter flavored. So, Chaira, the first thought that comes to your mind is that everything's treif here because butter flavored with hamburgers is basav achalav and you fried it, you cooked it, whatever you did. So at the time, I was with someone else who said, one second, let's find out from the OU, it was OU product, what the status of, what is it? He called the OU. The OU said that there's so little milchig in this, there's so little milchig that it's bottled already in the Pam itself. It's bottled in the thing. So Kol Shekein, with whatever else you're frying it with, it's bottled. So OUD sometimes can mean that there is a small amount of dairy in there, which is so small it's really bottled already in the product itself, which is now you get into another sugya. If let's say I take a drop of milk and I drop it into water. This is the Prima Gun talks about in Yerdea. I drop a little milk into water. Did I do anything wrong? Absolutely nothing. I'm allowed to be mevatel heter with heter, milk is heter, water is heter. So I mix milk with water. Now I want to use that water to make chocolate cake. It'll give it a different texture, maybe. It'll give it something. I want to use it for that. Am I allowed to or not? So that's a question in the Paiskim. If you did already, it's not a problem. Maybe you shouldn't do it because now you're being mevatel with not chocolate. I made him say not chocolate. I want to use that water now to cook meat in. To cook meat in, right? Not choking. I want to cook meat in it. The milk is already bottled in the water. So that's a question, the paiskim, if you could do that lechatchila or not. So that's all OUD means. That there is a speck of D here, of dairy here, but it's so small that it's really bottled. Sometimes that's what it means. Sometimes there's no dairy ingredient at all in this. There's no dairy ingredient, but what? They use dairy equipment. Now, if let's say I make pasta in a dairy pot, so it really depends if this dairy pot was used within the last 24 hours or not. if this dairy pot was not used within the last 24 hours, so then the halacha is, again, if the dairy pot was not used within the last 24 hours, and now I make pasta, so the halacha is that I cannot make the pasta with the knowledge that I'm going to mix it with my meatballs. But if I made it already, and I have pasta lying around, I made it for lunch, and I have extra pasta, so now that it was made already, I could mix it with the meatballs. That's if it was not used within the last 24 hours. It's called Einoi Ben Yoime. It was not used within 24 hours. But if the dairy pot was used within the last 24 hours, so it's called Ben Yoime, if it was used within the last 24 hours, so for Sfardim, same halacha like we just said. But for Ashkenazim, you're not allowed to mix this, even if it's leftover pasta, you're not allowed to mix it with flesh. If it was mixed already, you could eat it. So now it comes out, what the OU is telling you is, in this case, the OU is telling you, that there's really no dairy in it, but it was made with dairy equipment, DE, dairy equipment, and possibly that equipment was used within the last 24 hours for dairy, which means that l'chatchila, you can't mix this with fleishig. That's what it means. So again, when you see OUD or OUDE, it's not always clear what it is. So you need to email the OU and ask them, why is this an OUD product? Is it because there's actually dairy in here? Or is it not? Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that even if you're not soymech, even if you don't want to be soymech on my head of chol stam, but for equipment you could be soymech on. And that's accepted by many paiskim, that even if they're not going to be soymech on Rav Moshe for the head of chol stam, so I'm not going to eat the chocolate bar, or I'm not going to eat the cake that was made with chol stam, but if all it is dairy equipment, so then I'll be samech on the etav chol stam, and then I can be makel on, and again, you might not be able to mix it with fleishig, but I could eat it if it was a chol stam factor. Okay? So that is the lead up, and that's what's behind now, another question I was asked was, the Heta Ramesh of Chalf Stam, is that all over the world or not? So again, if you're working with the Pre-Chadash, so Pre-Chadash more or less cares, are there laws or no laws? If there's a law, if that's the way people act, people just use kosher milk, that's enough. Rav Moshe wasn't working with that. Rav Moshe said, I'm going with the Chassam Sefer, that's not enough. I need more than that. I need a strong umdana. I need a umdana, I mean, I need a non-sahadi over here. So now you have to know what country you're in. United States. What seems Kasha's organizations say that anywhere in the what's it called? In the EU, right? Over there, if you rely on Ramesh Sethi, you can rely on it. But out of the EU, Lavdafka. It could be total efkeris, or it could be there are laws, but they never check up on it. So therefore, again, you have to double check if you're in one of these countries. Even if you eat chalv stam, you may not have Ramesh set. You'll have the pre-chalish with the chazanish maybe, but you won't have Ramesh. So out of the EU, over there, it could be you do not have the het. Okay? Yeah. Called Kasha's organization, sometimes they'll have an answer for you. One of the tainas that the Israelis have against the OU is that the OU Saimach on Rav Moshe Sethi of Chalf Stam. And they feel, like I said before, and so it wasn't really accepted, so they feel this is a kula that you're being Saimach on, which a Kasha's organization shouldn't be Saimach on.
Are you Israel?
Huh?
Are you Israel?
No.
Oh.
Talking about OU America. I'm not talking about. Yeah.
Rabbi said at the beginning that non-kosher milks are very, very expensive nowadays. So
Right.
So
I didn't get back to that. So that would help you, again, that would help you to show the Pri Chadash. And Rav Moshe will help also a little out to make his svar stronger. Right, true. That will help us for that. But Vaiter, Rav Moshe is still saying the Chiddush. Because some psychic passions would say, I don't care, this is Xera. Right? Maybe. Moshe is saying, even within the Chassam Sefer, we can use these svars like you mentioned. He mentions that also.
Maybe in other countries that don't even have the laws, why would they put any like candle milk in their milk?
And you have to check any time. I don't know what goes on there. Who knows what they do?
Rabbi, the government of Kalim in other countries, the person wants to order black coffee from a place where they use any milk, they use the same Kalim.
So if it's a country where you would have the head of Chalv Stam, even if you don't need Chalv Stam, you can use the Kedi. That's what Moshe is saying. If it's a place where there's Takach Shash of Chalv Chazir, then again, you're getting involved in using non-kosher Kedi, which is a sugi by itself. Again, depends how desperate you are. If you're very desperate, so then you have the Chaznish who passed like the Pri Chadash. At least that's what it seems like he did.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi said he wasn't sure about the Messias for the three bits of Frank with the powdered milk. What's the halacha l'maisa on that? So I never met with government.
So again, in America it wasn't so accepted. So I usually tell someone, if you're going to be make all right, just be Samachar Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe.
That's
it. So I would be Samachar Rav Moshe. Yeah, I don't have such a problem with that.
So OU here in Israel, what's the, like, let's say you buy here, I don't even know which one, let's say you buy Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's is on the bells. And it's called Yisrael, it happens to be fine. Yeah, but we're not getting into politics, we're not getting into specific products. That you can just later about. That is true. Yeah, but that's fine, it's fine, that ice cream is fine. As long as it has the bells of Eksha on it, then you know it's Chalv Yisrael. So then it could be Chalv Stam. If you eat Chalv Stam, you can eat it. If you don't eat Chalv Stam, then you don't need it. OU in America is Samech on the Moshe's head of Chalv Stam.
OU in Israel, I'm saying.
I don't know OU in Israel. That's not OU Israel. It's not OU Israel. It's not being made in Israel. Okay, I just wanted to start. Maybe tomorrow we'll speak about the wine process, unless someone has another topic that they want to hear about specifically. I once spoke about wine on Friday night. There's no you were here then? What? So what should we pick?
Wine's great.
Wine's good.
Yeah, wine is
good.
Beer,
okay. Scotch.
Beer and scotch, you want to speak about?
Wine.
Okay, fine. So Blee Nether, we'll try that. Okay, so believe that. So tomorrow we'll speak about that. Just now, there's a few minutes here. So just in general, I walk into a store, and there's a lot of food there. Does there need to be a heksha or not? And when I go to someone else's house, right? I go to someone else's house. Do I have to check out what's going on in the kitchen? Do I have to fire harem? Do I have to ask some questions? So this is Gemara Shabbos, Tavlan Beis, which seems to say that we can rely on, I go to my friend's house, I can rely on him, he's Neman, to tell me that it's kosher, and I don't have to be choshish anything, and I don't have to fahar him if he's an Amoritz or a Chaver, a Tam Chacham, I can eat in his house. So the question is, why when I go to a store, all of a sudden a restaurant or a hotel, all of a sudden I need a kashrus? What's going on over? So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Meiser, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Bimei Yochanan Kohen Gadol." In the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who lived after Shimon HaTzadik, Shalchu Bezdin HaGadol Batku B'chol Gvul Yisrael. So the Bezdin HaGadol went out to check in the places that the Yidden lived, and they found that everyone was being Zoyer in Truma Gedola. Right, there are different hafrashes that we need to be mafish from the produce. There's Trum Gedayla, there's Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, And they were taking off Truma Gedayla, but Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, there were those that were being makel on themselves and they were not being mafresh those maestres. Lefichach gazru shlei neman ala maestres ala anoshim neman. So they made a gezerah that you have to be a neman. You learn Masechet Demai. There's a Mishnah over there of how does one become a neman ala maestres. He has to get up in front of three people, a bezdin, and he has to be a makabel on himself, a list of hanhagis. Then he's called a neman ala maestres. The next Mishnah talks about someone who's a chaver. Chaver means someone who's makabel himself, a list of things, negates him of a taira. So that's a chaver. But a neman ala maestres. So says the Rambam that there were guys that only a neman ala maestres would be neman to say that they were mafresh. But otherwise, you have to worry that the Paris would, even though it's only a small suffix, because Raiv people do mafresh, but there's a small amount that not. Chazal were concerned about that, and that's what's called demai. And it's before in the Rambam over there. The Rambam continues on Halacha Beis. It's before in the Rambam that by all Dinei Torah we say Eda Chanemim Beisurin, and it's mutter to eat a pi or Adam Kosher. If the person's Adam Kosher, he has right to be made that it's Kosher. You can rely on him that it's Kosher. Over here by the Peirais, over here Chazal were Geyser Legavi Trumas and Meisters. They were Geyser that we should only trust someone who's a neman on maestres. That's what is before in the halacha over here. Now nowadays it could be we don't have demai. There's a chaznish that speaks, but we don't have what's called demai. We might have something that's called suffic meister. Suffic was taken off. But the question is, let's start with this question. Question is, if there is a din that you could only rely on a neman, so then when I go to a fruit store, when I go to buy fruits or vegetables in a fruit store, who am I being semichan? Who am I being semichan? The owner of the store? I mean, semichan the mashkiach of the store, who said he's a neman al maestres? Like I said before, you need to be mekabel in front of Bezdin, a whole list of anhagis, to be considered a neman al maestres. So, who are you being semichan? So, many years ago, there was a magid in Yerushalayim named Ben Tzin Yadler. He was a magid who would go around and give me shmuzim. But he was appointed by the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. It was in the days of Yisro Chaim Zonfeld. When Yisro Chaim Zonfeld was the Rosh, he was the Rosh Beis Din with the guy who was Ramat Cherubin then. So they appointed Rabbi Tzin Yadler to be a Neman Ala Maestres. And he was mekabel himself to be a Chover. He is not going to be Mesarei Echetel Amaoret. All the things that the Mishnah says over there. And Beis Din appointed him to go around to the stores to be mafresh maestres in order to be mekayim the Rambam kipshuta. You need a neman al maestres. So it came out that they were only maimon then a person who is becheskas chaver. He's mekayim himself to be like a chaver. But the question is nowadays, if so, then nowadays we don't have that. You don't have that nowadays, so how could one eat fruit by anyone? How could we eat fruit? And perhaps, maybe one has to always take off trumas and maestres themselves. So so there are different terutim to this. The Chaznish talks about it, and he wants to say maybe a Tam Chacham is Neman. Meaning, someone is the Talmud Chacham. Beis Din has the right to be Maimon the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham doesn't need to be a Chaver. It's only someone who's not a Talmud Chacham that needs to be a Chaver. But still, who said Mashkiach is the Talmud Chacham? You have to know who the Mashkiachim are. Shlomo Zalman has a svar to say that perhaps that the din, this din that that only a neman is when it's shaykh, when we have people that taka live a life like a chaver. So then we could say, okay, so now you have to be sevach the chaver. But it's difficult. So now we have to go back to saying that everyone's neman on maestros like Eidech and Misurin. Again, this is one question that we need to answer. When it comes to this minigay fruits, when it comes to bas and yayin, when it comes to meat and wine, so good. So I just explained why fruits, produce needs a special hechshel. We'll answer up soon, or maybe in a different shiur, we'll answer up how the kashas takes care of this issue that we're bringing out now. But why does meat and wine need a hechshel? Why should that need hechshel? For that should be remain in Eidech and Misurin. So here we have a sugya in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tesam Beis, and the Rambam passes as follows. The Rambam in Hilchos Machos Esuris Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chafei. Bizman Shoyis Eretz Yisrael Kula LiYisrael, when Eretz Yisrael belonged to Jews, Hayoloichen Hayayim Mikol Adam Yisrael VeInchay Shalom. And when Eretz Yisrael belonged to was Kula LiYisrael, you were able to buy wine from any person who was Jewish, and you didn't have to be chashish. Ubechutz laaretz lahayoloichen el me adam shehuchsi bekashus. Chutz laaretz, one needs to be huchsi bekashus, as be becheses kashus. Ubezman hazeh, says Rabbi, ain loichen yayin bechol makim. So first of all, he says in chutz laaretz you need to be a huchsi bekashus, which we need to find what that means. Bizman hazeh does make them where you are. All over. B'chein habasar v'agvina. So we have here wine, basar, gvina, b'chatichas dag shein basimin, also needs a huchsi b'kashas. These products need a huchsi b'kashas. On that derive, it says, on the v'chein abasa v'agvina, he says, Om Avram, zueni mishnah, she'en ami oretz chashudum lahachlif lalim kodava asalm kein nechshad. Meaning, the derive, it says, no, all Jews are neman. If he's nechshad, if he's a chashud, then he's not neman. And you go on, I have many other Rambams, and we'll speak about it in the next year, but there's an ongoing machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivid, in Hilchos Machos Asuris, in Hilchos Shechita, and other places. Do I need a huchsik bekashrus in order to be neman by these products? Or I just need that he's not a choshen? And then we have Paiskim that come along later on, Paiskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Taz, Aruch HaShulchan, others who say that unfortunately nowadays, where we see the kilkul that's going on, then even the Raivin would agree that you need to have a huchsik bekashrus. So like I said, the question is, what's called a huchsik bekashrus? That we have to figure out. Okay, so Be'ez Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with the wine presses and the whiskey presses, Bli Neder, if I can get my thoughts together on it. And then we'll come back to us, we'll discuss a little bit. Okay, yeah.